Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. In this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend a Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish to remember to observe your Sunday obligation. O God, when you went forth before your people, marching with them and living among them, the earth trembled, heavens poured down rain. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us humbly call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who made your people partakers in your redemption, grant, we pray, that we may perpetually render thanks for the resurrection of the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. He went to visit them and, because he practiced the same trade, stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. Every Sabbath he entered into discussions in the synagogue, attempting to convince both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began to occupy himself totally with preaching the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. When they opposed him and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your heads. I am clear of responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So he left there and went to a house belonging to a man named Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. His house was next to a synagogue. Crispus, the synagogue official, came to believe in the Lord, along with his entire household. Many of the Corinthians who heard, believed, and were baptized. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness towards the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Alleluia. I will not leave you orphans, says the Lord. I will come back to you and your hearts will rejoice. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you'll no longer see me. And again, a little while later, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again, a little while, and you will see me'? And because I am going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "A little while," and he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again, a little while, and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. Through the words of the gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Our gospel today has this repetitive phrase, and why not repeat it one more time? As Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while later and you will see me." And we might wonder, well, what does Jesus mean by this? Well, its meaning seems quite apparent, but perhaps bears explanation, and maybe even there could be more here than what we might initially see. So a little while and you will no longer see me. Now, Jesus is saying this as part of his farewell discourse to the apostles before his death and resurrection and such. And so he's preparing them for all of that to come. But then Jesus knows he's going to ascend into heaven after the fact. And so a little while and you will no longer see me. So there's a few ways I think we can approach this. The first would be just the fact that in a little while you will not see me. Well, he dies on the cross. He's placed in the tomb. So they don't see him for 3 days. But then Jesus emerges from the tomb, resurrected. And so now they see him again. So I think that's one meaning. But the other meaning that's very apparent, of course, is today is the 40th day after Easter. And in some places, it's celebrated as the Ascension, and most transfer to Sunday. And so Jesus ascending into heaven, this is, "For a little while, you will no longer see me." And so in the Ascension, they no longer see Jesus as he became incarnate, as he walked among them, as he talked, and all of these things, that now in the Ascension, he's not with them in that sense. And so, a little while and you'll no longer see me. The Ascension, that's probably the answer. And again, a little while later and you will see me. So again, go back to the resurrection. He comes, he enters into the upper room. Well, they didn't see him and now they see him. But also then, with the theme of the Ascension, again, a little while later and you will see me. Well, in a little while you'll see me. Because Jesus was teaching them about his coming, so St. Paul and other New Testament writers are very quick to write about this idea of the imminent parousia, the return of Christ in glory. Jesus taught them that at the end of time, the Son of Man will come on the clouds, and he will separate the goats from the sheep and such. And so maybe some people, as we think of this, well, they were expecting Jesus to return. So in a little while, you'll see me. Well, we'll see him when he comes again to judge the living and the dead, as we profess in the creed. That's one way that maybe Jesus was indicating by that statement. And again, a little while later, and you'll see me. Well, these apostles, they're all going to be martyred. They'll wear the martyr's crown. So in a little while later, you'll see me because you'll be with me, just like that good thief crucified on the cross. Today, you'll be with me in paradise, that you'll see me as you shed your blood and as you receive the reward of your faithfulness. You'll see me in everlasting life. It's probably what Jesus means here as he's giving this teaching to the apostles. Now, there's probably another kind of another meaning that we could now look back and say, well, perhaps Jesus meant this. I don't know if this was the intention of Jesus, but in a little while, you'll no longer see me. And again, a little while later, you will see me. You'll see me as you celebrate the Mass, as you break bread, bless it, and share it, as you say those words, take this, all of you, and eat. This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. You'll see me as I come to you on the altar, as you receive Holy Communion. It's another way that we see Jesus among us today, through the great gift of adoration, being able to look at the monstrance. And so we see Jesus there. He looks at us and we look at him. That's another maybe little hidden meaning of this statement of Jesus. So for us, we haven't physically seen Jesus like the apostles did. We didn't walk with him, but we have experienced Christ in many profound ways. Maybe even seeing him in the distressing disguise of the poor, as Mother Teresa would say. But we hold fast to this promise of Jesus, and a little while later, you will see me. That as we continue to live out our lives here on earth, one day we will see Jesus. If we remain faithful to him and keep his commandments as we love God and neighbor, well, we can hope and pray that that reward will be ours, that we'll be able to see him, our Savior, face to face. With the world gathered in prayer, let us now offer our petitions to the Lord our God. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all priests, that by their example of joyful surrender to God, they will attract many vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all victims of racial or religious hate crimes, and for the conversion of all those who are involved in terrorism and violence, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that the culture of life will take hold in every part of our society, we pray to the Lord. For those suffering from cancer or other serious illness, that they will be comforted in uniting their suffering with Christ, we pray to the Lord. For those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Annabel Samira, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all of the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Almighty and ever-living God, may our prayers this day rise and ascend before your majesty, that they might now be presented by the angels and saints at your throne, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, O Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land and every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, with the order of bishops, all of the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Alleluia. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ, 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 the body of Christ. The body of Christ. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. Do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Please join me in singing Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise, number 552. Hail the day that sees him rise, alleluia, to the throne above the skies, alleluia. Paschal lamb for sinners given, alleluia. Enters now the highest heaven, alleluia. There for him high triumph waits, alleluia. Lift your heads, eternal gates, alleluia. Christ has conquered death and sin, alleluia. Take the King of Glory in.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.